Joining me is Natasha Gay. She is the Executive Director of the Paramore portion of City District. Natasha, thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Matthew.
So first of all, let's talk a little bit about where the signs are going to be located and what they are highlighting.
So the first phase of this project to really illuminate that Paramore is a nationally registered historic district, we are going to be doing street sign toppers and as well entryway signs. And so a couple of the places that the entryway signs will be are Division and South Street, Church and Division. Also, we have Lee and Church. And then we are also going to have one off of Anderson and McFall. And so those are the entryway signs that will be in the brown and white historical fonts that will describe that Paramore was established in 2009 as a nationally registered historic district. And the street signs will look much the same. They'll be a brown sign with white lettering, and they'll actually go on top of the street signs. And we have close to 20 different locations that those street toppers will go on throughout the community.
So if it was designated back in 2009, this has been a while coming, is that right?
Yes, and I think a lot of people did not know that Paramore is one of the only commercial nationally registered historic districts, which actually means that we are registered with the U.S. Park Service. And so unlike some of the other historic districts in Orlando, this designation doesn't actually protect the properties. We do have about 84 contributing buildings that contribute to that status, and we have about 24 that are non-contributing. And it really just shares the history of Paramore and why they are designated with this National Historic Registry.
Does any of the signage that's going to go and kind of explain a little bit about what makes each site significant? I mean, because there are historic signs like that talking about particular events or places around the city already, right?
Yes, most definitely. And so those are actually with Florida State. Mm-hmm. And so they are landmark site signs. There's actually one in front of the Wellsbilt Museum. And those take a little bit longer to, one, go through the state and be proofread. And then they're actually bronze landmark site signs. And we'll actually have four of those throughout Paramore telling why Paramore is a nationally registered historic district. And really, the significance of that is that it's one of the oldest and largest African-American neighborhoods in Orlando, which was founded in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And so there's so much rich history that's held in Paramore. And that's what our purpose is with this sign project. I think a lot of people may think of Paramore in a specific way where the media sensationalizes news, but there's so much good in this community. And we wanted to begin writing the narrative of what is the origin history of Paramore? Who are the movers and shakers within this community? And really start sharing that story so our community can take up space in the neighborhood.
What parts of Paramore or Holden Paramore do you think the wider community needs to know more about? Because there is the Wellsbilt, obviously, and there's such a storied legacy to that place in terms of the people who stayed there and some of the leading lights from the African-American community over the years. But are there some other places that you think people just need to know more about?
Yes, most definitely. We all know that the Orlando City Soccer Stadium is in Paramore, and it sits right on South Paramore Avenue, and that's where most of our building stock is. We do have the Hankins Building there. We have a couple other contributing buildings, and we also have a lot of churches that are historical sites as well. And so there's so much vibrancy in the community, whether you're going to Nikki's Place or Foodies or going off of Church Street and City View and experiencing some of the businesses there. There are such great vibrant businesses in this community. And of course, the Wellsbilt is a beautiful thread to the history of Paramore and Black history within the community of Central Florida as a whole. Mm-hmm. And so I would say to people that maybe have not been to Paramore to look up the local restaurants and the retail and really get to know the community, because this is truly a main street with mom and pop legacy businesses. We have some legacy businesses like Palmer's that have been open for decades and still have family members running that retail store. And they also sell live chickens if you like to collect eggs, you know, and that's probably in a 50-mile radius. They're the only people that do that. And so there's really great anchors within the community. And so I will always encourage people to go to the Wells Built to learn more about the history in this space. And I'm hoping through this type of programming, where we begin to tell the history, that we will have more stories about the Chitlin Circuit, about the South Street Casino, about Ray Charles and Duke Ellington playing Ella Fitzgerald. There's so much rich history that took place during the Jim Crow era that I think possibly the Orlando, greater Orlando community does not know about.
You mentioned the soccer stadium. That's, you know, it's such a obvious kind of symbol of the change in the Paramore area right now. And that was opened more than 4 years ago now, and it's kind of a marker point for the transformation of the place. Is there a bit of a risk that some of the character and history that we've been talking about can be lost as a neighborhood like Paramore has developed?
Yes, I definitely think that there is. And when we look at historic preservation, there's specifics to how to restore buildings, which can be very expensive, right? So sometimes people feel that it's possibly better to knock things down and build anew. But there is such a need to know history. And in the downtown corridor, we have the most historic buildings. When you go to other parts of Orlando, we don't have that thread to what used to be. A lot of it is new infill design. And so it is a part of what I'm championed with the work that I do to make sure that we do preserve the history. And a part of that is preserving these sites. There's so much that has been lost in Paramore when we think about buildings like the South Street Casino, Carver Theater, the Lincoln Theater. And these were prominent African-American sites within the community. And that storytelling is so important for future generations to know what happened. And so, yes, a part of the city is to create economic development, but to be mindful in the way that we do that, right? To really work with developers to make sure that we preserve the history here and that we're really giving a benefit for the community. I think that needs to be first and foremost when we're looking at historical preservation and economic development. I'm not someone that believes that they both can't exist at the same time, but I'm very mindful of how that actually comes through to benefit the community.
Well, Natasha Gay is the executive director of the Paramore portion of City District. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Matthew. It was a pleasure.